This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Phil.
Oh, what's that awful noise, Phil?
Sorry, Neil, I was biting my nails. I know it's a bad habit.
It sounds terrible.
Sorry, Neil. Actually, it's not only you who find certain sounds irritating, unpleasant, or even unbearable. Whether it's someone biting their nails, rustling a crisp bag, or scraping a knife on a dinner plate, some everyday sounds have the power to make us angry or upset.
There's even a name for it, misophonia, also known as sound rage. And it's more common than you might think. According to some estimates, one person in five is affected emotionally by the coughing, slurping, sneezing, and snorting sounds made by the people around them.
In this programme, we'll be finding out more about the medical condition misophonia, and as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Phil. According to a recent survey by the American journal Medical News, which of the following did their readers find the most unpleasant sound? Is it A, bicycle brakes squeaking, B, nails scraping a blackboard, or C, a baby crying?
I'll guess it was squeaky bicycle brakes. I really hate that.
Okay, Phil, we'll find out the answer later in the programme. For people suffering from misophonia, the specific sounds which cause them to become emotionally upset, also known as triggers, often involve food and eating. Just sitting down for dinner with their family can feel like torture.
Alana Tansley-Hancock is a British clinical researcher who also suffers from misophonia. Here she explains some of her triggers to BBC World Service programme The Food Chain.
Just any kind of inescapable repetitive noise will potentially cause a misophonic type response in me, that fight or flight. And yeah, it's that immediate, uncontrollable reaction that you get to the sound that is the most hard to explain and unusual, I think, because I don't think in modern day, you don't really get many instances where you get a fight or flight response. It's not like we're frequently chased down by wild animals. And then to feel those from pretty innocuous everyday sounds is the thing that takes its toll.
Certain sounds trigger a fight or flight response in Alana. Fight or flight refers to the way the human body responds to stressful or dangerous situations, either by physically running away or staying to deal with the threat.
Normally, these would be life-threatening dangers, things like a fire or an attacking wild animal. But for misophonia sufferers, even innocuous or completely harmless sounds create problems.
That's right. Alana, for example, gets disturbed by helicopters flying in the sky. And the fact that other people don't seem too bothered also takes its toll, a phrase meaning causes suffering or pain.
So what does it feel like to actually experience this kind of stress in everyday life? Here's Alana again explaining her feelings to Ruth Alexander, presenter of BBC World Service programme The Food Chain.
It's not the same feeling, but it's the same response in terms of the immediacy and inability to control it as when someone tells you that someone close to you has passed away. That feeling of utter sudden reaction, you can't control it, and then it lingers and carries on for you. That immediate emotional response.
Almost like a shock to the system.
Yeah.
Alana describes her misophonia as an uncontrollable and sudden emotional reaction, as if finding out that a loved one has passed away. Passed away is a polite, euphemistic way of saying died. She also describes it as a shock to the system, a sudden and unpleasant change.
Fortunately, misophonia sufferers have developed some tricks to help. Playing background music can disguise the sound of people sipping and slurping their food, and clearly, honestly explaining what the condition is also helps people sympathise and understand.
But, of course, some sounds simply are disturbing. For example, you biting your nails, Phil.
OK, I said I was sorry. Maybe it's time to reveal the answer to your question, Neil, before you get more upset. You asked me which sound was voted the most irritating for readers of the journal Medical News.
Right, and you guessed it was bicycle brakes squeaking, which was the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Phil. In fact, nails scraping a blackboard was voted the most distressing noise, and I completely agree. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme on misophonia, starting with trigger. Something that causes people to feel emotional distress or fear.
Fight or flight refers to the natural human response to a threatening situation of either running away or staying to face the danger.
The adjective innocuous means completely harmless.
If something takes its toll, it causes suffering, damage or death.
Passed away is a polite way of saying died.
And finally, the phrase a shock to the system means a sudden and unpleasant change. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us again next time for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a better time to do business in Western Australia. Our network of global investment and trade offices connects you to our world-leading industries and highly skilled workforce. Western Australia. It's like no other.